Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. So I recently came across a great quote from John C. Maxwell that says, "If you want to do a few small things right, do them yourself. If you want to do great things and make a big impact, learn to delegate." Now, I don't know about you, but delegating tasks makes my inner control freak panic a bit. Like, I like to be in control, and there's no way around it. You know those shirts you see with the saying, it's like, "I'm not bossy, I just know what you should be doing"? Those were made about me. And if this sounds like you, then we have a lot in common. So this personality type can be really good and bad when it comes to growing your business. Typically, this means that, you know, you're extremely attentive to detail and possibly a perfectionist when it comes to your work. It's probably safe to say that you do your best to make sure that, you know, everything you put out into the world is as perfect as possible. Now, the negative or the downside to this means that it's hard for you to loosen your grip and let other people help you because you're afraid that their work won't meet your standards. So unfortunately, if you refuse to delegate tasks, that means you're limiting your capabilities and limiting potential growth for your business. Obviously, two people can get more work done than one. So this type of expansion within your business, it has to be done in a way that makes sense and in a way that is congruent with growth and sales. I don't recommend waking up one day and hiring 10 employees if you're only making one sale a day. That wouldn't make sense. But if you feel that, you know, you're maxed out and you've reached your output limit for the day and you're unable to grow because of it, it's time to think about hiring. So what does that look like? That would mean that maybe you are getting 25 orders a day, but you're only able to do 10 orders a day. And so you're getting backed up and then you're not able to work on anything else. So you've met your maximum limit of what you are able to do by yourself. So how do you decide what to delegate? Here's a few steps to make that process a bit easier. The first thing I want you to do is make a list. You're going to make a list of everything you do on a daily basis to keep your business running. So this includes everything from answering emails, checking inventory levels, filling orders, printing labels for your orders, all of it. Just keep a log of your activities for 2 or 3 days or even a week if you want to, if every day's different. You just don't want to miss anything. You want to make sure you write all of your activities down. So the next thing that you do after you've created a list of all your tasks, it's time to organize it into categories. So for instance, you're going to have customer service tasks, shipping tasks, administrative tasks. This is just going to help you to batch what can be delegated. Now, depending on your business and your personal preference, this is where you'll decide, you know, which categories you're most comfortable with outsourcing. And, you know, depending on your preference of you may be very partial to certain things that, you know, no matter how big your business gets, you may never feel comfortable delegating it. It's which pieces of your business and which pieces of your day can someone else take over without changing the feel of your business for your customers, and it will also allow you to focus on growing your business. So it's kind of a two-part thing. You know those businesses where somebody takes over management and, you know, there's like new management and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this business feels completely different. You don't want to delegate in a way that your customers feel the shift in a negative way. So this is the important part of what you're choosing to be delegated. So you decide what can be, you know, outsourced, have someone else take over. Now you need to decide on how to train. So the tasks, you have the tasks that can be delegated. It's time to start training. Training is vital to success in this whole process. You can't expect someone to, you know, meet your expectations without proper training and clear guidance. So how do you properly train someone? This can be done through videos with programs like ScreenFlow or a written guide and handbook if you want to do it that way. Just choose a format that makes sense for the task and in a way that makes it easy to teach the person that you're going to be hiring. Then you've hired them, you've trained them. You're going to want to make sure that you follow up and offer feedback throughout the process. So it's important to check back in on that routine, check back in on a routine basis and let your, you know, new employee know how they're doing. If they don't know, you know, that they need to improve, then they're not going to know that they need to make changes. So they can't read your mind. Communication is key. So be sure to follow up and provide feedback with the employee so that, you know, that new relationship that you're forming has the best chance to succeed. They have to know what you expect. So by delegating these tasks, you're going to be freeing yourself up to grow in other areas. It also allows you to give those tasks that are like, you know, soul-sucking, joy-sucking tasks that you just totally despise doing. It allows you to give it to someone else. So, for example, maybe you really despise posting on social media, or you really despise answering emails. If you go the virtual assistant route, you can hire somebody to take over those tasks for you. It frees up that time so you can spend more time creating, while someone else who does like posting on social media or does like answering emails, they can handle that task for you. Now, keep in mind that this doesn't have to be a huge expense for you. You can look on Fiverr or Upwork and find reasonably priced VAs to help you with virtual tasks. I do recommend looking at reviews, having them submit examples of their previous work before hiring through those platforms. Now, there are also makers in our community who've had great luck with hiring high schoolers or stay-at-home moms who are looking to work part-time and make some extra money, you know, just by working a couple days a week. Remember, you're in control of setting the boundaries of this work relationship. So hiring someone doesn't mean you are committing to hiring them for 40 hours a week. If you need someone for 10 hours a week, that's perfectly fine. Just set the expectations up front during the hiring phase and everything will be all right. These decisions of hiring and outsourcing, delegating, they're all made in an effort to help your business grow. The purpose is not to add more stress to your life, but I'm willing to bet that once you do take the plunge and start delegating, you'll wonder why you didn't do it sooner. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I would love to hear from you at hello@thesassycreative.com, and I will talk to you. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.